This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt facing the music for their charges, both being sentenced, to the same four consecutive sentences of 1 to 15 years in prison for their roles in the abuse of the children of Ruby Frankie. Joining me to discuss, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, defense attorney Bob Motta. Bob, we got that. We knew that obviously they were pleading guilty. They had their heartfelt apologies. I'm putting that in air quotes because, I mean, well, they did seem kind of heartfelt, but who knows with the people who are capable of doing this, just how sincere they actually are. What's your thoughts on this? 1 to 15 years, four consecutive sentences. It could be 4 years. It could be 60. Walk us through that a little bit and where you think that's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, the judge gave a wide berth, and essentially it sounds like they go in front of a parole board out there and they plead their case in terms of, you know, what the sentence will actually end up being. Mm-hmm. It's a stiff sentence, man, you know, and in terms of, you know, everybody's sorry when they get caught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where was all that sorrow when it was happening? You know, mm-hmm. So like that kind of heartfelt, you know, apology falls on deaf ears when it comes to sentencing a vast majority of the time, because, you know, you lacked that humanity at the time that the abuse was occurring. So, you know, I mean, you and I both said you wanted them going away for the full slate, man. So, you know, I remember when we were talking about it, and I thought it would land somewhere in the, you know, 15 year to mm-hmm. you know, like 20 year range, which is a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that they're going to, it is a life altering, never going back to the way that you lived in any way, shape or form type sentence. Even if they shave it off and they cap it at like 16 years with those things all running consecutive. The question that I don't know the answer to, because I don't practice out there, is whether or not they have the ability to make those run concurrently, mm-hmm. Meaning on, you know, that they run at the same time. Because as the judge had it, it was going to be strictly consecutive, so mm-hmm. which means one after another. So heavy penalty, heavy duty abuse. You know, I mean,
yeah,
like I think the lesson to be learned from that is, if you're gonna do that kind of physical and psychological damage to your kids, prepare to do some heavy time for it. You know,
we've heard nothing from Kevin Frankie as of now. We know that there's a divorce that's in progress, but not a whole lot at all. Do you think he is accountable at all on any of this as of right now, or was he kind of a victim also of Ruby Frankie and her mental abuse? I mean, he is a dad. He is there. He does have the power to stand up and do something if need be. And it seems in a lot of cases he didn't, or maybe he was just unaware.
Yeah, I don't know enough about his circumstance once she left him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't know if he was going over to, because, you know, once she started staying with Jody, that changed the dynamic. So I don't know how much he knew. You know, I mean, when parents separate from one another, they're typically not going out and hanging out in the new house. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you really don't know. You know, the issue is, were the kids telling him? Like, we're not talking about toddlers here. We're talking about near adult kids, some of them, you know, yeah. What I mean? Where they could easily have said, Dad, you know, this thing that's going on with Mom and Jody is like insane. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're completely abusing us. And, you know, whether or not those conversations took place is where that question really lies. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if the kids haven't thrown their father under the bus, but I think you and I talked about that a few months back, you know, that puts the kids in a very difficult position. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're going to out their mother as being the abusive monster that she was, and they're going to say, you know what, we told dad, dad's complicit. Dad had a duty to stop it. And he did nothing. You know, you're essentially, as the children are getting rid of both of your parents, essentially knowing that they're both going to be on trial. And theoretically that both of your parents are going to be in prison. They may not have been willing to do that in terms of he wasn't actually committing abuse. It was his omissions in terms of his duties as a father that were his failings. And maybe in their mind, it was forgivable if they made him aware of it. You know what I mean? But that's the question we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know how much he knew or how much he didn't know. So like I am sure that the state has looked into it. And, you know, they've evaluated whether or not they think they have a case against him. And I think at least to this point, I mean, it doesn't sound like they're moving on him. So,
yeah.
And I haven't heard any grumblings about it or rumblings either. So I don't know.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.